Hi, welcome again to Staff Notes. My name is Gary Stewart. I work in the Office of Government and Community Relations here at Cornell University. I'm also a member of the Employee Assembly. My guest today is Connie Mabry. She's Director of University Commencement Events here at Cornell. And Connie, thanks for being on Staff Notes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little about your background and your life here at Cornell?
Well, I'm a local girl, born and raised in Lansing. And so Cornell has been in my blood for a long, long time. I started working here in 1973. I was a lab tech in food science doing research on TV dinners, and then progressed to being an assistant cook, and then a cook, and then a supervisor with Cornell Dining at Willard Strait and at Noyes Center. Then we left the area for a bit and went down to Georgia, where my husband went to undergrad school, and then we came back, and I became an accounts rep at the vet school, and then landed over in facilities as the director's assistant, where I started to get very involved with commencement. As you know, facilities is very involved with commencement, and Tom Brown at the time was a usher group leader, and I just jumped in with both feet and started to organize his group and loved it, and did that for a couple years, and then the position came open to be the director, and I applied, and 21 years later, I'm still in that position.
Wow, 20 plus years.
20, yes, it's been a lot of fun.
So sometimes people think, okay, you have a commencement office, you get things together in mid-May and just pull it off, and it's seamless. But it's a year-round profession, yeah?
It is. And when I was at facilities and was introduced in March, I think, to the whole process, I thought, oh, what's the big deal? You just set up a bunch of chairs on the field and everybody walks in and sits down. Well, little did I know at that time, and a lot did I learn, that it's not just that. There is just a multitude of details that we need to do, inform all the families and the students, and coordinating with the colleges to make sure they all know what's going on, and the names and the programs, and the chairs being set up in a multitude of places on the campus, and the list just goes on and on and on. So it really is an incredible coordination.
And there's commencement in December too, yes?
Yes, we have a small event in December, which is really nice in Barton for our mid-year grads. Mm-hmm.
So when I think about commencement now, it really is one of those things that, those rare things that encompass every component of the campus, because it's student, staff, faculty, alumni, the administration. So you're just kind of herding cats and getting all those folks together. What about commencement has changed over the years, in the 20 years you've been doing it?
Well, it's certainly grown. I think in the late 70s, in our society, people didn't go to a lot of events, so to speak. And so in my time of doing this, I've seen our audience grow. The Crescent used to not be packed, and in the last 15, 18 years, it is packed. The stadium is packed. So certainly the number of people coming, which then leads to more, crowd control concerns and having staff available to manage all of those folks, so that everyone gets to the event safely and out of the event safely and around Ithaca safely, and it really does go into a widespread area, 80-mile radius of Ithaca. The hotels are booked mm-hmm. for years in advance, mm-hmm. and so it really has an impact on the whole area.
Does convocation fall under your umbrella too?
Not directly. I help with it a lot with the logistics, the facility side, but that's a student event, and the Dean of Students, Jen Davis, coordinates that with the students, but I help her. I'm her right-hand person with the logistics of that event too.
And so, for instance, when we have a big name speaker, like this month is going to be Nancy Pelosi, mm-hmm. do people contact your office directly and say, I want extra tickets, or do you get involved in that at all?
A little bit, although we tend to give them Jen's number. Mm-hmm. But we work closely together.
Mm-hmm. Is it worrisome every year regarding the weather? And in the time that you've been the director, has it ever moved inside?
Never. Never. And it never will. That's right. Knock on wood.
It never will.
It never will.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's right. As long as I'm here, it never will. In 1992, I believe it was, that's our famous year, where it was so close to needing to go inside. it was about 40 degrees. It was supposed to get up to 60, and it didn't get up to 60, and it was just this misty, awful cold rain, and we were outside, and everybody, it was great, mm-hmm. and we went on with the show. So it needs to be awful because it's so limited for the number of guests that can come to the event, and it's a big decision to make, and we let everyone know ahead of time, we're out in the rain. It's not the rain plan, it's the severe weather plan. So we make sure everyone knows that, and they understand. You know, they wanna watch the event.
So we're shooting this in May, and I think you're probably working 7 days a week at this point. What time do you get up on the actual commencement day? Or do you go to bed at all?
Oh, yes. Oh, I have to. 5 o'clock, I usually get a phone call from my colleague, Joe Lally. Good morning, Connie. Are you up? Yes, yes. And we're just, you know, full steam ahead. With getting all the events, and it's a great day. It's just a great day. Actually, Saturday is a very busy day for us because we have three big events back to back. So by Sunday morning, it's like, oh, okay, you know, everybody knows what they're doing. Let's just get the show rolling, and it just happens. But we can't let it. I just want people to know that it can't happen without all of the workers, all of the volunteers. That we can't do it without them.
And on an average year, how many staff might volunteer to help commencement?
Throughout the weekend, because of our other events too, we have over 500 total that volunteer. And some of them just do one event. Some do all four items we need volunteers for. And it's fun. And it's just why we're all here. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone needs to experience this because it is the culmination of all of our efforts all year long. And if it weren't for graduation, none of us would be here. Right, so, right.
And as I recall, there's a nice event in June thanking the volunteers.
Yes, we have a nice reception with the president to thank everyone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You referenced those three weekend events on the Saturday. What are those?
We have the convocation event, and then we have a really nice PhD recognition event in Barton Hall. And then another volunteer duty with handing out the faculty regalia a couple days beforehand. So we need lots of folks. It's just myself and my assistant, mm-hmm. Debbie Pearson, the office, and we can't do it ourselves.
Right, right,
so
right.
We need everyone's help and appreciate everyone's help because it just won't happen without everyone.
So there must be folks who volunteered for decades at
this
point?
Oh, there are. Yeah, and I don't have that tally, but I know there are a lot. There are folks that have been doing it long before I did, and are still there, and we hope some of those retirees that retired in June that were ushers will come back and help us this year as well.
So you told us a little about your background, and did you go to Lansing High School?
I did.
Did you go to school here at Cornell?
No, I didn't. I actually went to Cobleskill in food service, and so rather than organizing food, I'm just organizing people.
Right, right, right. And what do you like to do now when you're not working? What's your outside of work life?
Oh,
like?
Gosh, lots of fun. I have family close by. I have a 2-year-old granddaughter now, and she's a lot of fun. Thanks. Being outside, gardening in the summer, swimming. I grew up on the lake, so swimming, water skiing, and then in the winter, I love to ski, be outside in the snow. So kind of an outdoors person.
Do you have any time for any volunteer activities in your life now?
I do, yep, and I try to. I'm actually hoping to help with Slope Day here at Cornell on Friday to give back a little bit and then help with some things in the community.
Mm-hmm. Any specific interests in the community?
Not at this point because I have been so busy. Right now, just kind of working with family and doing things with family and church a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm always amazed on commencement that thing, it starts at 11, right?
Yes.
And it's exactly at 11.
It is.
And so folks are getting herded from the Arts Quad over to Shulkoff. Mm-hmm. And what kind of coordination does it take to get it to that, you know, exact minute start time?
Well, starting on time is the key. And we have wonderful ushers that are all hooked up to two-way radios. We have about 100 two-way radios out and about, so we're checking on different points of interest. You know, is the president there? Is everyone ready to go? And the ushers know that we're on a very tight time schedule to get everyone into the stadium on time, And so we have specific ushers in areas that know that and keep it moving. And the president, too.
Mm-hmm. It's an important piece of this.
It is.
So you've had a lot of connections here at Cornell over the years and been all over campus working. And what's it meant to you personally to have a career here at Cornell?
It's been great. You know, I've always felt that if you treat others as you want to be treated, it comes back to you. And I've just always tried to do that as best I could. And so everyone I've been in contact with has been just so supportive and so cooperative and positive. And it makes a huge difference. You know, I hear of other people that I know that are not in situations like that. And it's really hard for me to understand because I've had such great positive experiences here at Cornell. So it's really been a wonderful place to work.
Sometimes it's hard to really adequately describe that spirit of Cornell, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we wrap up these interviews with a singular question, and I know you've given this some thought. So if you were president of Cornell for a day, what would you do with your time?
Well, I would go around to as many buildings and offices as I could and just stop in and say hi and move on. And then at the end of the day, I would declare everyone should have their birthday off, as long as it's during a weekday. I think everybody should have their birthday off.
Well, that's the first time during the long and storied history of staff notes that this has been brought up, and I think it's a good suggestion, and we're hoping that President Scorton takes heed in that maybe we can name this protocol after you when it takes place.
Well, that would be fun.
Well, Connie, we appreciate you taking your time. We know it's a very busy month for you here at Cornell, and mm-hmm. the best of luck during commencement weekend, and congratulations for all the great work
you've done for
Cornell and the community as well.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Once again, my name is Gary Stewart. I work in government community relations at Cornell, and thanks for watching Staff Notes.